Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Thirsty Dragon, China's Lust for Bordeaux and the Threat to the World's Best Wines, by Suzanne Mustasich, read by Hilary Huber. 1. First Growth. Uncertainty hung over the Place de Bordeaux in the early spring of 2009. Jean-Pierre Rousseau hoped the first growth estates would release their prices early, setting the tone and tempo for that year's sales campaign. During a bullish year, the five most prestigious Bordeaux chateaus, known as the first growths, sat back and waited, calculating exactly how high the prices for their wines might go, dragging out the campaign into late June, when everyone would rather be at the beach. During a bad, and the campaign for the 2008 vintage was shaping up to be a particularly bad year, the merchants hoped the first growths would release their prices early, because there was no campaign to speak of, and the pricing hierarchy for Bordeaux's wines was set from the top down. This year, however, banks were collapsing in the United States and Europe, and the economy was in free fall. There was really no telling what the first growths would do. The Place de Bordeaux isn't a square, or a leafy promenade, or even a physical building. It is the virtual exchange through which Bordeaux's wines have been sold for centuries, and Rousseau was a négociant, which meant he was a wholesale wine merchant. As was the custom, he bought wine from the chateaus through a licensed intermediary, called a courtier, who brokered the deals.